Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Happy Thanksgiving Day, everyone. This is my 16th consecutive live Thanksgiving Day broadcast. I've done them all since I've been on the show. The first one was only about a week or so after I started broadcasting, in the very beginning, way back in 1997. In the meantime, since then, I've met some hundreds, if actually thousands, of really smart people, great people who become members of our Brain Trust, and no one fits that bill more than our good friend Bob Dylan Schneider. Bob is a great member of our Brain Trust now for more than 12 years. He's the founder and the chairman of the Dylan Schneider Group. He's the author of a number of books on leadership especially, and he's our good friend Bob Dylan Schneider. Welcome back.
Jim, thank you very much, and thank you, and we all should thank you for being Jim Blasingame and doing all you do. Thank you very much.
I appreciate that. Happy Thanksgiving to you and Jan and the kids. Bob, this in the last 30 days, you're part of the world. You're in the tri-state area there. You live in Connecticut. You work in New York. You've got employees on Long Island. You probably got employees or at least affiliates, associates in the Jersey Shore, or you know people. You guys took the muzzle blast of the perfect storm Sandy, the monster storm Sandy. And folks, let me put this in perspective for you, something I saw recently, Bob. A home out on one of the neighborhoods in Long Island from 1850s had survived every storm since then, but it was torn in half by this storm. Now that, folks, that gives you an idea about the power and the intensity and the breadth of the destruction of this storm, communities have been there for over 100 years. The neighborhoods they've been there all these years. Now they're gone, Bob. What's going on over there now?
Well, Jim, as you know, we live right on water.
Yeah.
And let me first say, the entire area has hitched up its boots and its trousers, and we're all coming back. That's number one. Number two, the devastation was incredible. In our home alone, the waves were 20, 25 feet high during the course of the storm.
Mm.
And if you look out beyond our seawall, you'll see huge trees, 60, 70-foot trees, oak trees, ripped out of the ground.
Wow.
And boulders that were probably, I don't know, they must weigh several tons.
Left there by the ice age, by the receding of the glacier.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It was really something. But the devastation for so many people in Brooklyn and in New Jersey was far worse than we received. I have to say, thank God, it wasn't worse for us. It was terrible for them. And they're without homestay. They're with no leak, no heat, no light, no power, none of it. And they are recognizing that the American dream that they signed on for didn't work out over that Sandy holiday. This was Katrina plus one.
Yeah, it was. And because of the way the storms came together, it was like three storms that converged on one spot right there at the intersection, basically, of New Jersey and Long Island and the funneling of the water through those inland waterways. I mean, it's just a nightmare, and I was just talking in the previous part of the hour about the small businesses up there, Bob, that not only are they, maybe their business has been washed away or blown away, but even if they've got a building intact with the stuff intact, their customers are gone.
Customers are gone, but, I look at it, there are several lessons here. One, we hoped Obama was going to do more than he's done. He's done nothing. He's pretty much washed.
But he sure got credit for doing something in the election.
Yeah, he did.
20% of people made their mind up based on a photo op of him in New Jersey.
But we're waiting now for him to do something now. And he's eating turkey in the White House and playing touch football in the lawn.
What would you know, this isn't what happened to George Bush when they didn't think he responded properly in Katrina.
Oh, no, Bush was there, and Bush put people on the ground. There were lessons there.
But he's still blamed for they still blame him for Katrina as if he caused the storm.
They do indeed. It's a shame. I look at one thing as well, Jim. In Haiti, they had a devastating storm several years ago.
Yeah.
They're still recovering from that storm. I'm not sure they have the will to recover from that storm.
Yeah. America's not like that.
We are recovering in America. We're going to do it.
Well, God bless you and all the folks there in the area. And I do believe that if there's one thing I know about New Yorkers and the folks in Jersey is that they got backbone. I'll tell you that, folks. And they'll speak up for themselves, too. 20 till, right back with our good friend Bob Dylan Schneider. We're going to talk about civility, a little bit of civility after these messages. 20 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
If you run a business, you know your financial results are directly linked to the performance of your people. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.